Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly, and every week our colleagues from the Straits Times talk us through the biggest headline coming out of Singapore for the week. This week, of course, well, last night, tighter measures currently in place to reduce the spread of COVID-19 will be eased progressively from next Monday. In a statement yesterday, the Ministry of Health said Singapore will gradually reopen and move to phase 3 heightened alert in 2 stages. To tell us more, we're joined by Lynette Lai, political correspondent at The Straits Times. Lynette, thank you so much for taking the time to join us again today.
You're welcome.
So, Lynette, let's start off and talk about how Singapore has fared in curtailing the coronavirus since stricter measures last month were introduced and why we're taking gradual steps to move into phase 3.
Okay, so by most measures, we've done quite well. For example, the overall number of community cases has come down since we put in place these stricter measures. We've seen, for example, single digits on new daily cases in the community since June 6. We've also seen a lower number of unlinked cases as a proportion of community cases. The 7-day rolling average number of cases has also come down quite significantly. And lastly, we seem to have quite successfully managed to ring-fence the bigger clusters, for example, the GEM Westgate cluster. And on your question about why a two-step process, what the minister said yesterday during the press conference is that higher risk activities like dining in will start on June 21st. So that gives us some time to see, you know, how the situation unfolds. And I think another big reason is that Father's Day is on June 20th and they don't want, you know, big crowds dining out on that day. So they're pushing it to June 21st, and that will sort of, I guess, we'll see a bit more gradual start to things.
That's an interesting perspective. I hadn't factored in Father's Day there. So what can we look forward to then from next week as we enter the first phase of this easing into the move to phase 3?
Oh, so the biggest thing is that the cap on social gatherings is going up to 5 people. So you can go out with 4 other friends or you can have 5 people visiting a household. We'll also see an increase in capacity limits at attractions, libraries, so on. Also increased limits at places like cinemas and wedding solemnizations. But do keep in mind that pre-event testing is still required if you want more than 50 people at such venues.
And following that, maybe you can tell us what additional changes or give us more insight into the additional changes we'll see in the next stage that starts on June 21st. You mentioned dining in, sports, and perhaps also from a business perspective, how this will impact businesses as well.
Yes, so like you said, the biggest thing, you know, dining in, so that means F&B will be able to hopefully kind of get back on a regular footing. Wedding receptions will be allowed to resume with certain limits. So those in those industry, again, people in the fitness industry, hopefully they'll be able to resume mask off activities indoors if everything goes well. So your gyms, your fitness studios, yoga classes, things like that. And also singing and playing of wind instruments during live performances will be allowed to resume. And lastly, in-person tuition with enhanced safe management measures. So that's for tuition teachers.
We're speaking with Lynette Lai, political correspondent at The Straits Times, and we briefly spoke about business impact there, Lynette. And, you know, as some activities remain closed until June 20th, the government also announced yesterday that it will extend the current enhancements to the jobs support scheme for affected sectors. Can you tell us more about that and what other support is being offered?
Yes, that's right. So I think right now the situation we have is that businesses who had to suspend most or all of their operations were given 50% JSS until June 13, and this will be extended to June 20, and they will get 10% from June 21st to June 30. So a little bit of extra support because you know, they've been quite hard hit, and some of the measures will be rolled back quite too quickly.
In other news, Lynette, the government will also be expanding its vaccination program from today to pretty much all Singaporeans, isn't that right?
Yes, that's right. So basically, from today, citizens aged 12 to 39 can start registering for vaccination. They get a two-week head start before, you know, everyone else, all the other residents, PRs and so on, are able to register. And this is basically the last batch of Singaporeans, since all other age groups have already been able to start booking for quite some time.
Okay, Lynette. So now that we're moving into phase three heightened alert, how will Singapore's strategy evolve as it reopens at this time? I mean, compared to phase three previously, with more of the population getting vaccinated?
So I think phase three previously, you know, we had just come out of a circuit breaker. And right now, what the government is trying to do is to avoid another circuit breaker, because as we've all experienced, it's very disruptive to the economy, to people's life, mental well-being and so on. What we are trying to do from now on will be to look at more localized lockdowns. For example, what we saw with the GEM Westgate situation, or even the Changi Airport situation, where the buildings were closed to the public for, I believe it was 2 weeks, and a lot more testing to sort of try and pick up any cases that may have visited these places and gotten infected, is to prevent, you know, cases from spreading out into the wider community. So more testing, more localized lockdowns, potentially more people on stay home notices or quarantine. And, you know, much further down the road, we'll also be looking at what happens if COVID becomes endemic. That's a conversation that I think we haven't really had in detail, but once vaccination numbers really go up, we will have to start thinking about what it means to live with the virus.
I see. Well, Lynette, thank you so much for sharing all of those updates with us today.
You're welcome.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Lynette Lai, political correspondent at The Straits Times, right here on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO, available on Google Play or the App Store.